Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Unbelievable. I know I keep saying that.
You said it all three times I've played it.
It's revolutionized our rejoins.
I love it.
It's a rejoin revolution with Gwen Gold, our very own from The Fan. Her band behind her is phenomenal.
Does a great job.
Better than the elevator music you've been playing for 8 months limits. Not that it was your fault.
No, it was not. But thank you to Gwen. Does a great job in the building. Does a great job with her music.
Hi, Jeff.
Joe, when's she going to make a customized show for the song for our song for the show?
I think she's doing that. We're going to have a theme song for the show.
Oh,
something about Starkey and Limits and part-time pomp. I think I'll be involved.
You got to work a Carl and a bird milk and some other things.
Yeah, and something, a specialized Friday version for Donnie Football. That's going to be incredible, Jeff. What's cooking? Brought
I
to
miss
you,
Ron.
Me too. Well, then we have to play Ron's voice because Jeff misses him more than anything. Pick up. There it is. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. The 50-minute mark on The Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. All right, Jeff, what's the big story over there today?
The big story is Alex Highsmith is on track to return. Arthur Smith talked about George Pickens. I thought that was a little interesting in that, listen, you work with different guys. You know they're going to be different behaviors, different personalities. He mentioned how he worked with, you know, A.J. Brown. And A.J., he had a great line about A.J. He said there were a couple of times I thought he was trying to win the Ray Guy of the Year award because he would punt the football when he was ticked off. But you can only go so far to where you can't hurt the team, and that's when it changes. He's been talking to George. He said Mike Tomlin's had some private talks with him. But he said what he likes about him is that he's not one of those guys that are just playing because he's good at the game. He's passionate about the game, that he loves the game of football, and he says that his practices have been really good. It's just, you know, Newsom, whomever with Cleveland's going to start running their mouth at him.
Right.
You know, they could do as much as they want to try to help them prepare for that, but it's up to George in that moment to walk away.
Man, it's just it has to be wearing on them a little bit too. It's just it's annoying to hear that the conversation should just be so simple. It should be, George, just go play, have fun. You're great. You're as talented as anybody in the world at what you do. Enjoy it. Go play football. Be competitive. Try to win. Let the other crap go. Just go have fun and play football. That's a simple message. And yet they keep having to babysit the guy during games and between games. It must be wearing on some of those people.
I can't imagine how frustrating it is for them. And, you know, the guys in the room, here's what's, you know, people think, oh, the players are ticked off at him. The players know his value. They know for them to get to where they want to go, they need George on the field. And they're trying, you know, you see guys talking to him at different points. Now, we saw it on Hard Knocks, or you saw it on the TV broadcast of Broderick Jones or Mike Tomlin. Like, they're trying to be positive with him. It's just they haven't found that button to push yet. And ultimately, all those guys can do whatever they want. It's up to George to realize that it's time. I don't know if grow up's the right word, but it's time to stop worrying about what these guys are saying and just worry about your game.
When do the coordinators speak again, Jeff?
They already did. They just did not long ago.
Was Smitty the guy that you just referenced?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I didn't catch that on the headset. What else did he have to say?
I mean, he talked about just a few of the other things that he thinks that as much as they want to spread the ball around, a lot of that is just rust and how it really does help the entire offense, because he believes that it keeps all 11 focused, because there are certain guys in certain offenses that are just decoys, but they don't have decoys in this offense. I mean, if you're open, you're Van Jefferson, it's a huge third down, he's going to throw you the ball. You know, if you're Ben Skowronek, if you're Michael Pruitt, if you're open, you're going to get the ball. And he said that helps with the consistency of an offense, because everybody's bought into every play because they know they legitimately have a chance to get the ball. There's some offenses where you tell guys that, but they know they're never going to touch it. But with Russ and the way they're running that system, that's what's helped, he believes, this offense flourish.
Will Mike Williams ever get targeted again?
Oh, man. We've asked between him and Tomlin and Mike himself, it's the million-dollar question. You wonder why he's not getting more opportunities, and I think it comes down to this in a number of circumstances. They love how Van and Skowronek block. So there are times where they want to run the football and they want those guys out there. And we haven't seen those opportunities for Mike. I mean, you see that catch in Washington, you're thinking, okay, let's see some more of that. We haven't seen any more of that.
Have you sensed an extra edge at all with TJ Watt this week? Because I got a feeling he's going to have a big game. He was. I know it's a team game, but TJ was upstaged in that game by Myles Garrett, and Myles Garrett wasn't shy about letting the world know before and afterward what he thinks of that whole situation.
Yeah, we talk to him tomorrow. His practices look the same at this point, but you know it's there, Joe. You know, you're right. And now you get Highsmith back. Herbig's a really good player. Highsmith fits what they're doing really well, and Highsmith has owned the Browns. His 8 career sacks against Cleveland, has that pick 6 against Cleveland. That's someone Cleveland has to watch for. Not more than TJ, but it is somebody they have to watch for. And also maybe look for them to flip sides, do some things to get TJ, you know, along that line a little bit more than we've seen in the past. But I agree with you. We've been around TJ long enough. You know that stuff is really brewing inside, and he's anxious to be able to show that off. The thing is, he can't be too anxious and let the Browns take advantage of that and push him to the outside and run plays, you know, where he isn't.
Jeff, we appreciate the time. You're a wonderful man.
Joe, thank you. I look forward to the theme song, and make sure you get, you know, limits in there a number of times.
We will. We're also cutting a Malzy Christmas album. Myself, City Limits here. Donnie Football is going to do a dramatic reading instead of sing. Pomp is going to be a guest singer. Here come the trains, Jeff. You can join
here
in on that.
Here come the train. Joe, I'm going to go jump on a moving train.
All right. See you, buddy.
All right. See ya.
What a day this has been, huh, Limits? Started out with a little bit of acrimony between you and I before the show, and then everything settled down. I thought we did a good show.
It's been a day.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
What was the high point for you?
Choo!
choo-choo.
I think Hokey was really good.
I think me being able to prove to you that you're wrong about pronouncing Santa Claus was one of my most fun moments.
I think that Donnie Football actually proved that I am right. Troy Gloss.
No.
Troy Gloss. It, A-U-S at the end of a word is os. Os, not Oz. Oz. That's O-Z.
It was more funner. It was more funner. And I know that's not a word, but I love saying it, though. It was more funner being able to get that right.
I think you got it wrong.
Santa Claus.
Let's tell people about tomorrow's show,
not
shall
Kloss.
We? It's going to be a Donnie Football Friday. I believe Pomp is in. Either way, we're going to talk about the Steeler game. We're going to make our predictions. We're going to make our weekly predictions. We're going to have our numbers game, me and Donnie, with Limits here as the judge. Nothing that has happened this week has convinced me that it won't be a blow-up, a blowout, I should say, and a blow-up. I think T.J. Watt's going to have one of the greatest days of his career, and I think the Steelers are going to win 34-13. Hokey says much closer than that. What say you, O Limitless Wonder?
I think it will be a close game as well, but I have a 10-point game as it currently stands. No score prediction yet. That's the good old-fashioned radio tease.
Mike Williams, over-under, 0.5 targets?
Over.
How about 0.5 catches?
Over.
Really?
He gets one.
One catch? Touchdown
one.
Catch?
No. One. Over the middle.
I think Russ is going to have a nice day, as long as they don't bring in Justin Fields to throw with the game on the line. I think that would be a good thing.
Do you remember whenever Ron would do a read and you'd go, run?
Yeah.
Run.
Those were the good old
remember
days.
Remember that? That was fun.
Now I do miss him again.
Run.
Think about him. He's sitting in Florida right now. Not a worry in the world. Nice big tall glass of frosty beer in his hand. Maybe he's even napping. Although he does nap with beer in his hand as well.
Come one, come all for the wheel of ball.
He's going to take a walk on the beach. I think he goes to happy hour every day. I am very jealous of Ron. Right
what now. Hour is the happiest hour for Ron? Noon?
Four. That's when
four?
It all starts, yeah.
Well, you said that he's in his second beer by like 11.
He is, but the free food doesn't start till 4.
That's right.
I think that's
the free food. You think he's made that many connections where he has free food and free drink every day?
Are you kidding me? Absolutely he's made that many connections. Yes.
I don't know about that. Do you have that type of connection?
No.
Then what makes you think Ron would in a foreign city?
He has a way. He has a way of doing that. He knows people. Doesn't he know one of the big wigs in one of the hospitals around here? I forget what the guy's name is, but he already knows him.
I'm sure.
Please, he has a talent for that. He sits down every day at 4 p.m. and there's free food coming his way and probably beer too.
I doubt that.
Not necessarily in that order. See you, Limits.
Goodbye.